watch. We'll get a World of Pain. It won't matter.
We've had one already. Let's hope there's not another.
I'm hoping for choices, 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 so I can say, fold them all back in. Because I'm a dick.
Yeah, you are.
And I will say no. Because I am voting that way every time, for just because of the way it's worded at the moment. But there we go.
Everyone's winner. See, that shouldn't apply. That card should never apply.
You're never a
winner. Yeah, I haven't won a single fucking game since I came.
Just wait till tomorrow. You actually get to kick somebody's ass.
Yeah. Oh, I got to kill someone yesterday. That made me happy.
With an ass. I don't need to hear that.
Oh, just well. Yet.
Alright, so driving back to the KBC, because we've got no idea where this Justin Cobb is. We need to find him.
Alright, you guys get back to the KBC, and Carson buggers off to wherever Carson goes.
Hey, Carson. Go sleep in that office. We've got your water bed.
So...
Alright, are we sure none of this is interconnected?
Some of it is, some of it probably isn't. I mean,
I need to report to the police station. I'll see you guys later.
You're not going to go? Alright, okay, yeah, sure. Cool.
Can we take him over? Please?
You can go with him if you want. I'm going to check something before anything else.
Let's go, Val.
Unholy fires gleam in Mr. Scott's eyes.
I go over to the police station and say,
"Boy, hey, I'm glad to see you."
Yeah, you guys wanted to talk with me?
Yeah, yep. Yeah. Yeah, they tell Mr. Scott it'll be a while. Gotta grill him in the back room for a bit.
Oh, Mr. Scott, could you hunt down, see what's going on with my girlfriend? She lives here. And she apparently got kidnapped, and the cops don't care. And that'd be nice.
All right, I'll go investigate it.
Yeah, you kidnapped your girlfriend, one of the cops says, leading you off to the interrogation room.
Yeah.
They bring in the extra bright light so they can, shine in your eyes. Cut to Mr. Scott. You go over to her place. Give me just the big three, Mr. Scott, as you move through it. You notice that you, to the best of my knowledge, have no gun. And, God, is that a fumbled spot?
Strangely, it's not fumbled, but it's close, so that'll get a pause because I'm trying to help him out.
Ah, damn it. I was going to say, nothing unusual here, just like the cops.
Oh, don't worry about it. Lieutenant Ullman never fumbles when he's trying to help me out.
He's not with him.
Yeah. I can't remember.
So, do you make it this time, Mr. Scott? What?
The big flashlight.
You made it? Spot this time?
Yeah.
Alright. You go through, and it's pretty obvious what happened from the shoe print on the front door, on through the, basically it looks like, somebody with small feet, kicked in the door, snatched somebody, there's a phone laying there on the ground, and took him off. And the only odd thing is that it looks like somebody did the dishes afterward.
Winston!
The guy comes out of the other room, scared the shit out of you. He's like, yeah.
Let's go.
God damn it, he says. And he goes off with you. He's like, I didn't do it. I just was hungry and,
I know you didn't do it. Your foot ain't that big. Or your foot ain't that small.
Okay.
Do you know what happened?
No, I got here and the place was, it looked like somebody kicked in the door. And, I was hungry. And so, she
Winston,
had...
You're not this stupid.
Well, she had leftovers, and I figured I would just wait here in case, Valkal so I can find out what to do.
Val's in jail.
He finally snapped, huh? I've been saying it for a long time.
No, because it's a triple homicide that supposedly he did. You didn't happen to have his gun, did you?
No. No.
No.
No.
And what's this about you sleeping over here?
I was on the couch, he says defensively.
Okay.
I just needed
a place. Did you know it was Winston and not Val?
No. No. I just
all right, I got a place for you to stay.
All right. Say, you like bananas? Jesus.
Actually, fresh produce is hard to keep fresh there, but we can pick some up on the way.
All right. So you take Winston and take him home after poking around a little bit.
Well, there ain't much I can do with him on site. I've got to get a hold of Lieutenant Allman and say, yeah, we might need to bring somebody out here.
No problem.
I will bring...
Of course, I'm interested with the following thing. I'll call Lieutenant Allman.
Lieutenant Allman, go.
It seems Val's girlfriend was killed by people with little... Or killed... Kidnapped by people with little feet. Do we care?
Yes, of course we care, but we've already had evidence techs out there doing all of that stuff already.
Oh. Well, that's good, then.
Now?
I'm bringing Winston back for questioning. I'm going to question him with bananas. And I stop by the supermarket and get a bunch of bananas.
Uh-huh. Hold on, I just got to wait for what's hopefully a quick message from Richard. No problem. You hear the microphone above come on, and you hear a husky voice whisper, "Use your nightstick on him, officer." And give me a listen roll, Val.
Yeah, by 30.
In the background, you think you hear Ullman saying, "Yes, of course we care." Like, he's in the same room as whoever's saying that.
I wave high. I say, "Hi, Lieutenant Ullman."
They bring in a mannequin and sit him in the chair. They look at you and they go, "So you're not going to confess, huh? We're going to have to do this the hard way, right?"
What's the hard way?
He begins strapping the mannequin into the chair.
Hmm. Do you have an axe?
An axe?
Well, yeah.
Let me show you what I think of axes, he says, putting on some gloves.
What do you think of axes? That they are the weapon, they're an ancient and well-honored traditional weapon of the Irish and Nordic people, and we should celebrate their usage?
He hits the dummy with a quick jab. The other cop leans forward and looks at you. Hmm?
Hmm. Ow. The pain. The pain. Mm-hmm. Please stop it.
They begin beating up the dummy and then looking at you to see if you're ready to break.
I start cringing, and I eventually, if they do it enough, I'll just curl up in the corner.
Give me an acting roll.
Shit. This isn't going to go well. Let's see. Do I
have any skill plus cards? No. Good luck.
Ha ha! Suck it! Yes, that makes my act ache.
The cops are convinced that they've broken his mind, but, they aren't sure that,
That's the one roll I will always make.
No problem, yeah. It looks like they do the dragging him back to his cells thing. Val, give me a spot at negative 30 as they're dragging you away and stuff.
Please, no more. No more. Yes. Yes, I make it.
You see a bunch of people dressed up nice, like they're going out for a night on the town, coming out of the room that watches the interrogation, and they've got, like, popcorn and shit. You've been in that room for fucking 6 hours under brutal interrogation, and it looks like it was a bunch of well-dressed people are coming out and things like that, and thanking somebody for a wonderful night and stuff.
Lieutenant Ullman... Help me! Save me! Please!
And the cops drag you off. Okay. Hey, that's what you think about and have dreams about is the Avenging Unicorn. Now with extra victims. So,
I don't dream of murdering a person?
No, you dream that you are the Avenging Unicorn, which is an awesome dream. You ram your horn through many, many people. It's awesome.
If my horn's an axe, then yes. Yes, it is.
Chose a unicorn with an axe for a horn. Like, yeah. Alright, and it's the next morning. Let's see how the police competency goes. Yep, the police actually caught and got a confession out of the guy who, you know, murdered the three people. And so they let you go and they have you sign some papers and stuff on the way out.
What do the papers say?
Give me a bureaucracy roll. They say words, a lot of words, and your signing them will make you stand behind each and every one of those words.
Words. They say words.
They say that we get to let you out. If you don't want to sign the papers, you go back for, you know,
contempt. I signed them.
Excellent. And they give you copies of them, which is awesome. And then they release you back out into the world with your axe-murdering fantasies.
Unicorn. Yeah, I go next.
And you're going to be there at the KBC, you know, 3.5 minutes late for work. It's awesome.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking course. Mm-hmm. Oh, and as soon as I see Lieutenant Ullman, I tell him I've had my evaluation for leadership.
It did. Oh, right. Yes, yes. I have heard from
Mr. Yeah. Mark. It did not go well.
I need to speak to Joshua McCare about that before.
Yeah. I'm not sure I'm cut out to be a leader.
I'm not certain you're all that good at following at the moment, but yes.
Yeah. I can always be fired.
Why, that's leadership thinking. We may have to retest you.
Last time they stuck me with a pirate and the new guy who didn't know what the fuck was going on, and the pirate just acted like he was the fucking pirate, and it was a nightmare.
Acted like he was a pirate?
Yes, like he was slightly retarded.
You need to know how to get the best out of your team. But this is all interesting chit-chat. Do you not want to try and find your girlfriend?
Yes, if I think I'm going to find several of my girlfriends if I look.
You lucky person.
No.
No?
You get to pick and choose.
No, I don't want to pick and choose. I want the original, damn it. The one who won't give it up.
Well, that's an interesting way of trying to find out which one it is. I can't say I think your girlfriend will approve.
No, I don't think she will either, so we're not
doing that. Yeah.
So, let's go. What did we find out from the scene? Because
I don't know. I was busy last night.
Yeah, you watched me. I caught that.
I couldn't not be there for my boy.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Appreciate the support while they were brutally torturing me like that. They broke me, Lieutenant. They broke me. I'm just the bitter shell of the man I once was. Who was a bitter shell of a man who, for some fucking reason, joined the KBC rather than the Army.
See, I don't get it.
Greatest chance to kill people at the KBC.
Yeah. Well, I didn't originally want to kill people. I remember that. I remember being a calm and gentle soul who was a forensics engineer and accountant. Really?
Accountancy led you to this. Sad sale.
Actually, accountancy can break people just like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of sad when it happens.
Though. Well, we need to, let's see what they found out.
No,
pretty certain we already know it, but yes.
You guys head over to Mr. Scott, who looks well rested, relaxed, and full of bananas.
And having coffee with Winston.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Winston, how are you doing?
I'm so sorry. He gets up, comes over, and hugs you. I'm so sorry, man. I tried to find her and couldn't figure it out.
I hug him right back. They took me to the police station and interrogated me. I couldn't help her.
Just for the record, I warned Winston.
Watching a guy hug his identical twin is always discerning. So, Winston cries with you. This is the sound that doves make when they cry.
Yeah.
Why can't you be sensitive like Winston? Look at him trying to comfort you.
Mostly because I work with you. I've worked with you on far too many cases.
Yeah, I get along with Winston just fine. What happened to you?
My apartment exploded. I got kidnapped by Jamaican gangsters. The police brutally tortured me last night, and,
they did a great job, because there ain't a mark on you.
Because you'd be dead. Yeah, they did.
It was
brutal. Lieutenant Ullman sat and watched me cry in the corner for hours.
You didn't call me?
I would have come for you, says Winston.
Oh, I get a hit. Do I get a hit point back?
Normally you would, but that's after a good night's rest, and you were being brutally interrogated by the police.
It's not after a good night's rest.
It comes back
at the rate of one a day.
He hasn't even regained any stun from yesterday, because he didn't get sleep.
That's right. Stun and regaining from real are not the same thing at all, are they? It doesn't turn it into stun. Otherwise, cards which removed stun would work on the real which has been done.
It regains one per day, assuming a good night's rest. It's just making the assumption.
Been like that before. It's not an assumption. It's been you regain one per day.
Okay, I'm good to give him one back.
Yay, I have 3 hit points.
See? Can I stab him with a penknife real quick?
Yes, you can.
I would probably fall unconscious if you did.
I have a card for suggesting brutality.
So, or if you pimp slap me, I'd fall unconscious too.
Oh, Winston shows you the new apartment. It's, 2-bedroom and whatnot, and he tells you he's gotten a job and he can pay, his part and stuff like that.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Because I don't have any money anymore.
Oh.
The courts took it all away.
Oh, well, no, you're still getting your cost of living. Thing, you're just not getting your disposable income, your 10%.
Of course, took all my money away. My money.
Winston looks like sad about this. Well,
I'm glad you're both here. Would you consent to giving some blood, both of you? A sample of your hair?
A drug test?
Lieutenant, no, I gotta go, says Winston.
Okay, because I have a lot of
pressure. Right there, Winston. Val has been changed by the building, and Winston has essentially been changed into Val. So I'm wondering if Winston should be suffering the same thing that Val suffers from.
No.
Apparently he doesn't.
Whether it's ingrained in him in some way, and if it doesn't, if there's some way of removing it from Val.
Yeah. Maybe later, says Winston. Just give me a month's notice.
No. Let's do it right now.
No. I don't consent.
He says,
"Hey, don't consent. I did not inhale.
You're not a citizen of the U.S. We can do whatever we want to you.
Ah. Yes, you haven't done.
He attempts to run.
I run after him.
I run after him too.
Give me a
he has run. A really high run.
Yeah, he does.
He's a monkey. I'm surprised it's not parkour or something.
No problem. You guys hear the Benny Hill theme playing as you guys run off. No problem. Shows him trying the elevator, and he sees you guys coming. He's starting to run down the stairs and whatnot. Ullman, give me a luck roll.
Yes, I'll use the skill 15 on this. Why not?
Times one.
Right. It looked like he was going to get away, just from lucky stuff happening, because, like, you know, as he's running, people were coming out into the aisles and stuff in front of you guys, you know, just bad luck, especially on Val's part. He's back there somewhere under a bunch of papers and stuff.
Save me!
But, one of the employees did see that you were after Winston and is going to attempt to trip him. This will cause Winston to fall and you to catch him. However, Winston does try for his dex roll, lowers better for the trip recovery, which may or may not work. Now he is like a fucking god.
He's a monkey.
Yeah. It looks like he is trying to get the hell out, and you think he's actually going to elude you here. It's taking a long time, and you may still be chasing him out on the streets of New York.
I call the tiger, Tony the Tiger phone he's got.
He's not answering right now.
I just wait for voicemail.
No problem, you get it.
Yeah, Winston, remember you live here now because you're staying with me. So if you could come back so we can get this thing taken care of, it won't be a problem. Thank you. Bye-bye.
No problem. Give me one more sprint roll, you and Winston. Otherwise, he's going to be running out of the... Oh, you might catch him.
And we run. That actually...
Yep, it looks like it's one of those chases, you're thinking.
That's my skill dead on.
Yeah. It's the worst chase ever. He's made it out of the building onto the streets of New York as you guys are doing the dramatic, like, oh, somebody almost skidded into me. Oh, I almost got hit by a bicycle messenger. Hey, was that girl?
Yeah,
hey,
something not red on me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, stuff like that. So if you want to keep chasing him, I'm moving into long distance running.
He doesn't have long distance running.
I don't have long distance running. Let's have a long distance, incredibly slow collapse on the side of the...
No problem. Here we go. All right, I know what he's got. Let's see your roll.
Come on, long distance running. Hang on a second. Oh, well, no, I can't concentrate, so...
No, you're busy.
No, that doesn't make it, but...
No problem. I think he actually fumbled, so you did find him passed out over a statue that's holding up one arm, like, oh, you know, and he's just collapsed over, panting, and with his butt up in the air, and you managed to crawl up to him and go,
He's got you now, you bastard.
He just lays there gasping. He just lays there gasping for air. You chased him for about a few miles now. You're somewhere in New York. You don't even know what the hell is going on.
Oh, gather him up and flag down a police car. Get him to take him back to the KBC, both of us.
All right. Probably do find a police car with your luck, so no problem. Eventually, you guys arrive back at the KBC. They've been gone for like an hour and a half. You guys see a couple of guys with pitchforks trying very carefully to dig Val out underneath a pile of KBC manuals that collapsed onto him.
He's not dead.
It looks like they all hit in such a way that it just hurt a lot.
It wouldn't kill me.
Yeah.
The universe has too much fun with me living. Damn you,
KBC
universe.
KBC doesn't want him dead.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, eventually you managed to get dug out from there. Mm-hmm.
It was quiet in there. That was nice.
Yeah. So, there you go. You guys are all together again, including Winston, who's looking very guilty.
Yeah, sure. Here's Winston. Take some blood.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want your blood.
It's just going to show some
blood. Why are you panicking?
I was around people who did drugs. They were smoking things. I didn't know they were drugs. I didn't know.
I don't care. I'm not interested in your...
I did not exhale!
You didn't exhale? No, look, my character's not that fucking stupid.
No, Winston just panicked.
He's being controlled by Logan. Your IQ drops 40 points.
Mm-hmm. I noticed. What the fuck?
It's Winston. Maybe he's having other forces acting on the
Maybe he's reverting back to a monkey.
Yeah. Who
knows what's going on. This is why I want a DNA up from him now.
Mm.
We no, take shit samples from him.
Can we take him over to the DDR? Can we take Winston over to the DDR machine?
The what?
Don't stop the revolution.
Oh, right, no. Oh, that
was...
no. We're not going to put him through that as well.
Wow.
No, I just meant for the fun of dancing on the machine. Something to do. While he's waiting for the test results.
We're not waiting on the test results. We're going to do something else. This is just something to happen in the background while it's going through.
I wait for Scott to actually give you the test results. So, Scott, make a note that you are the one who gets to give him test results and whatnot. And yes, Winston's happy to go live with you because his roommate can't afford to pay as part of the rent. So, you know.
Actually, I'm not sure how to do this, but I want to call in favors for the KBC building.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to ask the building very nicely if it would make my cubicles bigger. So I have more room to put people in. I've got like 9 favors with the building.
You've got 9 favors with the building?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the building, I like the building.
I have like 7 favors total.
So, there you go. Oh. And
right, well,
down 2-6. Yes. Okay. First off, stop that. It's 1 wife and 2 people.
Of course.
Stop that.
I was going to say, Val, do you find it slightly disturbing that, despite the fact that he's got 2 incredibly gorgeous slave girls, and a wife, he's inviting your duplicate back to live with him?
I'm going to take it back to my place and see if it happens.
Why would I?
And I'm going to do the whole and explain that we got an upgrade.
Do what?
You want my 3 language rolls so I can explain and calm everyone?
Sure.
Okay, French. Okay, spend a pause on the French.
Mm.
Got the French. Korean, got it. Erdonian, got it.
Excellent.
And then show them Winston, who will be helping out around the house to help pay for rent when he's not at work.
Okay. Yeah, he works some shitty job that you can get around having no ID to work type thing. Because nobody loves him to get paid.
How could you, like, just work for me?
Yes, sir, he says.
All right, well, what I'd like you to do, you know, is part of it. In order to keep the building happy, I was wondering if you'd mind cleaning up around the cubicle jungle area here. You know, picking up the garbage and the waste and stuff. And that way the building, you know, doesn't feel unloved.
That's a really good idea. Okay, so, yeah, he is now the first garbage man of the cubicle jungle, which...
You're a forensics accountant and engineer. You're one of the smartest people on the fucking planet, Winston. Don't do this.
I don't have any meetings and I never have to go to court, he says. I got free lodging and I think he might even give me some money on the side.
Oh, Winston, you're too smart for this.
I'm going to become one of those philosopher garbage men, he says.
He's going to be a happy garbage guy.
Oh, yeah.
He gets as much garbage as he likes.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, if only you weren't controlled by Logan, you might actually be smart enough to avoid this. But
it's actually a really easy job.
No paperwork. I'm willing to take care of and protect him. Mm-hmm. This is not stupid. This is, all right, I pick up some garbage, I get a place to live, I get food and some
cash. He's been living with me.
Yeah, but you just...
Yeah, how's that worked out for him?
Yeah, you just said you can no longer afford to pay rent, and you got your building blown up.
It works out well for him.
And you want to beat him to death with an axe?
Mm.
I'm not going to beat him to death. Never said anything about that.
Winston says,
well, now he's safe.
We just need some apart time, but not too much. Don't worry, we'll get together soon.
And I'll give him his own room.
Woo! Says Winston.
He got his own room with me.
And he's got two hot women that are unattached, he says. All right, better stay just to check out.
Where did your morals go? I have morals, damn it.
He's interested in dating them, not having sex with them. Behave yourself.
It must be the mushy in me, he says.
He became more retarded and more carnal.
Yeah, but he seems a lot happier.
Oh.
Than you.
I need to again point out the fact that he's a monkey?
No, no, he's not. He's me. Look at him.
Winston.
He doesn't even have a tail.
I look and I see your tail and I see your dyed hair.
Yep.
Isn't blue.
Yep.
Yep.
Winston,
he's not
like,
a monkey at all.
Adios.
Oh.
Another happy ending.
Spoiling my plots. Millions.
Well, it's Winston. He has good luck.
Mm-hmm. He just got a job that I would really personally like. It's like walk around for half an hour every day, say hi to everybody, and if anybody put garbage on the ground, then put it in one of the cans, and you're done.
Yeah. And keep the building litter-free, which keeps the building happy, which means...
He doesn't even have to worry about the building. All he has to worry about is between the photocopy machine and where it goes into the cubicle jungle proper, because the rest of it's got good janitorial service. But there are a lot of people packed into that space, so it could use a janitor to, you know, go around and do stuff.
Yeah, he's pissing off the Roombas.
Not in there. The Roombas wouldn't have a shot.
Quite possibly. Yeah, he may go and do Mortal Kombat against the Roombas.
Okay, enough
point.
Of this bullshit. Girlfriend, missing. Now, need to find her.
What do with your fiancée? She downgraded?
Oh, you never know. I couldn't afford the wedding ring, so.
I feel you had to have a ring to become a fiancée.
Oh, yeah, she has her fiancée ring. She just doesn't have a wedding ring, because I couldn't afford one. Because for some fucking reason, somebody said that I had a helper monkey that was biting fucking people, and I got $4,500 in fine. And so they decided to deduct my pay for the next 48 weeks. They're saying my insurance card is running out. It's being used too much.
That's a very important point. I'm glad you brought that up. I never bought Fausta an engagement ring. Must see to that.
I know if you could get one. My wife had all this jewelry, and it's really nice and whatnot, and it's part of the dowry for marrying her, so...
I'd rather not have hand-me-downs.
Okay.
I'll find something.
Do you guys want to go out and go ring shopping real quick?
Sure. Sounds like fun to me.
No. Girlfriend, missing, Mogan's Institute, stole her.
Where is she, then? Have you not got a track yet?
I did not put a GPS tracker on her.
You could have put it into the ring.
I did not know.
That's clever, actually.
I'm implying not trusting her. I trust her.
Isn't it implying that she gets kidnapped a lot, which is true.
No, she didn't get kidnapped at all. This bullshit started to happen.
I remember at least one other time when...
Yes, one! That's not a lot. One time is an anomaly.
This is the second.
Yes, see? Now it's a lot. Now she's getting kidnapped a lot. Now I will consider putting a GPS tracker on her.
You know, this reminds me of the romance that Joshua McKay and Jane Goodall...
Who's Joshua McKay?
Have you not met the guy, Sherlock Holmes?
Who?
Alright. That's interesting. Well, never mind.
Mr. Scott seems to have gotten an erection and passed out from blood loss to his head.
See, it's the thought of Winston moving in with him. I told you.
Wow, I never knew he was such a freak. I didn't know he liked monkeys. That's a little weird.
Oh, it's the one without the tail he likes.
Yeah. Perhaps
he hopes he can regrow
his tail. Maybe that's what he's fantasizing about, is him regrowing his tail.
Well, I mean, we know what to get him for his birthday now.
Yep, a little tail extender. A little fake tail. Maybe that's what his wife needs, is a fake tail.
That might be why they're not.
Yeah. Maybe he'll get some then.
He'll get some tail, yes.
Yep.
Oh.
I wasn't going to go there. But,
So do you want...
Yes, we should probably find your girlfriend, really.
Yeah, can we...
How would you like to do that? I mean, here's the evidence. Let's go and... I mean, have we got the evidence, Logan, or just reports, or what?
No one's told me if we have any evidence.
You're not really sure. The cops,
We've repeatedly gone over the evidence tech stuff.
Yeah. As far as the girlfriend being kidnapped, it looks like there's no mystery. She simply disappeared.
Has she still got a phone with her? Was it found at the scene?
No, it was found at the scene.
Yeah.
She dropped it in the commotion of kidnapping herself, according to the cops.
Well, we exploded the last place they were at, so where else do you recommend going to look for her?
Well,
if you were your girlfriend, where would you go?
I think about that.
Go ahead and just tell me what you think. Know her pretty well.
To church.
Mm-hmm. Which church?
Reformed Church of the Latter-day Saints.
Okay. Well, there you go.
I will drive us there.
We're actually, all right. I'm actually Mormon.
Ah, well.
we're kind of Mormons. We broke off. Back in the day, but
you
we're reformed.
Drive to the church and it looks like it's closed, and it says closed for renovations.
What? Churches never close
for renovations. Yeah, they do.
No,
they do all the time out here in England. They don't, because it's improper, so they just, like, collapse on people.
Yeah, they keep it open, because...
Yeah it's not a big church, it's a smaller church.
You don't do things small in America, certainly not in New York. Mm. Anyway, they're probably hiding in there anyway, let's go and see if somebody's in there. If we use tracking or some such, can we see, like,
a whole bunch of footprints leading around the side, yeah.
Do they all have the same size feet and the similar sort of shoe?
Give me tracking rolls for that.
Let's see what my tracking is.
Tracking. Success, but not by much.
I will ditch a damage d4 and play my skill 10.
Mm. I'll nab the damage d4 on the way to the discard bar. Okay. Because nobody needs inadmissible evidence or good lawyers.
I could, but I don't.
I'm still waiting for the bad guy to get a hold of that card.
So you could spend $100,000 to avoid the $4,000 fine. Sounds like a good deal to me!
Yes, it does.
Nice. Do you make your tracking then?
Yeah, by 10.
Yes. Yes, they all had the same size feet, and all of them were wearing the same style shoes.
Are they going?
Coming and going, yep.
Are they heavier heavier going back into the church, as if perhaps they were carrying the weight of a body?
Yes, yes they are. How much did you make your tracking roll by?
Just by 10.
Okay, hey, no,
just
there.
To flesh out. Her a little bit more is, she's actually going for a graduate degree at Chelsea University. She's a physics major.
Mm.
And, physics is going actually for her graduate degree. So she's a little geek, like,
nice.
Val. That's
all very interesting, but that doesn't help me save her.
And secondarily, she also knows jujitsu.
Mm-hmm. Ah, that does mean that I will be shooting them all rather than... Tell me if you notice which one I shouldn't shoot.
It just shows Almond shooting them all random.
I would prefer us not to do that. Where's Mr. Scott?
He's collapsed.
He's collapsed in the car.
Thinking about...
Yes. He's laying there cuddled up to what you're hoping is a fake giant hard-on, but you fear may not be.
Oh, I don't care. He can have a hard-on the size of the Eiffel Tower, and I won't give a shit.
Ah, you've seen it. Alright.
I'm dropping a Spark of Divinity there.
Wow.
Did you snag that?
Wow.
Spark of Divinity. I can... that's the wrong character sheet. Because I have my back character ready.
I can't imagine why you would.
I play the Spark of Divinity. Mm-hmm. Let's see. I probably can get any stat to go up knowing my rolling luck.
Mm-hmm. So, what's your number you're going for?
I'm going for an 80 or above.
Uh-huh.
Pink. God damn it.
Super. So, anyway.
You're just fucking teasing me now, aren't you, Dice? You sons of bitches. I hate you too.
For those at home, he rolled a 75. Nice. Yeah. So, you guys go in. It looks like these, I'm sorry.
We are sneaking in.
Ah, give me sneaking rolls, please. You do notice that there's a metal pail nearby. There's, some metal spoons. There's some of those, like, chime bells and stuff. And I'm waiting for Val to roll such where you can hit all of those. There's also a coiled up garden hose.
Screw you.
Ah, damn it. Alright, you guys ninja back to the side. It looks like the door has been forced open and there's a crowbar sitting there conveniently like, haha.
I gesture at the crowbar.
Yeah.
Grab up the crowbar.
Okay.
Ding.
D6 club. Ready. That should take her out, her and her jiu-jitsu. Unless she takes it away from you and beats you to death with it.
Yeah, pretty much. Because we go to the same class, and I'm just...
Yeah, you're waiting for the old hit to the throat.
Yeah, pretty much. If I had more points to spend, I would have actually covered that in my character sheet, but I couldn't. So, right.
We'll probably all be naked to distract you. Don't let it happen.
Yeah, if they're all naked, then this is pretty much over, and you're going to have to go away.
Wow. He needs some alone time.
Yep. I'm going to have to change my pants, bro. Anyways, moving on.
You guys go in there, and it looks like it's not the main church that's been broken into, but, like, the back stuff, like, you know, like little quarters that they... No, it's like little it's quarters like where that they have
the after services and, you know, children's stuff and all that good stuff.
Yeah. And
I don't go to church. What do I know?
I go to church, so I know.
You find her. It looks like she's been flexi-cuffed in the spread eagle. She's fully clothed. She seems to be unconscious, and there's a, what the hell is that called? NyQuil. There's a nearly empty bottle of NyQuil sitting next to her.
Which probably would knock her out because, once again, Mormons, we don't drink, actually.
Yeah, so. And, you know, so these things happen.
Yeah. Probably not her, I say.
I look for the ring. Is the ring on her?
Yeah.
Probably is her.
No.
Dun, 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 dun.
And a bad guy gets 5 points.
I invoke the clone rule.
Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, and that reminds me, we need to talk later, so.
She continues lying there.
Alright, then, search her for...
She doesn't have anything.
I'm not looking at her clothes, etc. I'm looking at her and her body and what sort of state that's in. Ah. Given that she was in a fight with these other clones, I would expect to see damage, bruises, scratches, something on her from where she fought back against her attackers.
There is a little bit of that. Also, there, it looks like there's, some needles nearby and whatnot. Give me medicine rolls to figure out what those particular needles are good for.
Yes.
Those are good for collecting stomach stem cells.
Oh, damn it! I'm gonna have an army of girlfriends? No! Okay. Well, this could have advantageous. They should like me a lot.
I don't know if they've got the same memories. I don't know if they do.
Well, they kidnapped her, so I assume they know where she lives.
Well, that's not difficult to find out, but anyway.
Anyways.
I guess check her stomach to see whether she's had stuff removed.
She's got various holes in it and stuff, very small ones, not serious type thing.
You want to take her back to...
Yeah, all good.
Take her out, take her back to the KBC then?
I'm fucking moving to the cubicle jungle. Fuck this. This has been so horrible. I'm not living. Do you mind if I move to the cubicle jungle, Lieutenant Ullman?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna move in over there for right now with her. And,
with her? Oh.
Yeah.
With her?
That's good.
Yeah, she's moving. She's moving to the cubicle jungle.
Mm-hmm.
She can't conduct a normal life there. No.
Well, she can go out, you know, there's a bus stop near the KBC and she go to can't. Chelsea and...
No, that's the point. She can't go out. Not until we know she can be trusted. You can. Don't know about her yet.
Oh, well, if I can be trusted, she's actually more trustworthy than me.
She doesn't have fantasies about axe murdering her coworkers.
Pretty much, Ander Balls.
We can do this conversation later.
Oh, okay.
I want to look around the area to see what else is here apart from just, oh, here's the body for you to find, isn't that?
Well, aside from that, it looks as though there's all kinds of stuff. Just imagine a large pack, and they're not even a group anymore at that point, a large pack of females all got together, and were hanging out doing whatever it is women do together, and, you know, stuff. So, like, you know, there's nail files, and you think that, wait a minute, is that Tupperware? They're having a Tupperware party. And, you know, it looks like they were using the priest TV to watch girl flicks.
And no, that's empty ice cream thing. She's a little...
Just because she's like that doesn't mean clone personalities will be like that.
Damn it. They're all the fucking same.
There's no guarantee that they've got the same memories.
Mm-hmm. Sure it is. There's a guarantee that...
Well, we can answer the age old question of nature over nurture, but
See, it's always nature. There's no nurture.
I see. So there you go.
There's nothing else in, but there is DNA, except there is Tupperware, etc. We collect all of that up, which will have DNA on it, and it'll tell us whether there's any imperfections in the cloning process and who we can.
Go for it. Yeah, you collect it all up. So, do you want to make an official crime scene or unofficial crime scene?
No, we're just collecting it up for its prime.
Okay. Done.
No, we need to make it an official crime scene because she's been reported kidnapped. So, yeah,
that would be good.
Okay.
We do so.
Mm-hmm.
Done.
Excellent. We wait for everyone to turn up. We get it all documented, etc., etc.
You're making documents and official records?
Seeing as the last one was documented and had official records.
Hmm.
Yes. I mean, the police turned up and there was a struggle at her place, so it had to be documented, etc.
Look,
we found her. Here's all this stuff. We've got no idea. They've obviously force-fed it to her or taken it from her because all the DNA's the same, so they've obviously been stalking her for months, whoever it was who did this.
My God.
Yeah.
And the things they made her do, apparently they made her do her nails, eat 6 pints of ice cream, watch at least 4 girl flicks, and God knows what else.
They're obviously trying to, I don't know, maybe it's some sort of postmodern ironic statement on girly chick flick literature or something, I don't know.
Give me a fast talk, that sounds pretty good.
Stereotypical women.
Yeah, yeah, give
I'll me a fast talk. I'll support your fast talk.
There you go.
No, I don't support you.
Stop I trying to support me.
Right. Yes. Okay, so how's that negative treating you there?
I make it with the negative.
Excellent. Yeah. They say, well, you know, that's what we think happened, but of course we do have the expert on women. They wheel a chair over to Mr. Scott, and then he's like, man, he's smoking a cigar. He's dressed as Hugh Hefner for some reason.
What the hell is going on? I take a nap for 5 minutes, and I get dressed like Hugh Hefner. What the hell?
Nice.
My wives were freaking out. The house changed.
Did you say wives? Says the cop.
Well, the wife. The other two that are just not quite. Wife's family. Gets crazy.
And you wonder why you're dressed up as Hugh Hefner. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Could be the wives' comment.
Yes. Don't forget about that live-in pool boy you've got.
Yeah. Bow chicka bow wow. You know, I wonder if KBC Security could just film that.
It shows Winston, like, I think the electricity's on the fritz. It shows him wearing a tool belt, and it shows, like, the two slave girls going, ooh.
Yep.
The one, maybe. The other one, who knows?
Yeah.
Considering neither one of them speak English.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, their parts are mostly non-verbal anyway.
All right, well, we take them. Take
all the evidence back to the KBC.
Done.
Take her to a hospital. Go to the hospital with her. See what they can find out. You're her fiancé, goddammit. Check it is her.
We do that. Do-do-do-do.
No problem. Yes, it's her with whatever weird shit you want to put into her, but keep in mind that if they're actually ever brought on camera, then they may alter from what you expected.
No, damn it.
See also Jameis and Wendy. Jameis and Wendy, that's all I got to say. She became a drug addict. So. Mm-hmm.
No nurture.
No nurture for you. So, yeah, it seems to be her. She's talking to you like, you know, it's her, but it all could be lies. Cunning lies.
Yeah.
On pay-per-view.
We get the doctor to give her a thorough examination.
Yeah, yeah, they tell her they're not trained to look for fucking clones, because everybody knows that's not real. And
no, that's right.
The doctor himself is not KBC. They go to where her insurance covers. But he tells her no sign of, you know, rape or anything like that. As far as he's concerned, she's just had a nasty shake, and apparently they put a lot of needles into her, but did not inject any substances. So, you know, he tells you that she should be looked after closely for a couple of days, and she should recover admirably. There should be no lasting damage.
Right. Okay. And
are you at the hospital, Richard?
No. That's why I shut up when I started.
Okay, and is she going to be watched? I mean, do I need to come back to the hospital, or?
He looks at you as though you're some sort of monster for some reason. Pardon? He says.
What? Look at me, man. I'm badly wounded.
Maybe you could get a bed. We could maybe even put one in the same room, let you recover and her recover. What would you say to that?
Wouldn't that be cool, sweetheart?
That'd be lovely. Could I see your insurance card, says the nurse?
The magnetic bar has almost been worn out on this one.
Hey, look at it. We're gonna have to call it in. They call it in.
I don't think my insurance for some reason is going to work, sweetheart.
Oh. Well,
for some reason, I think God.
They tell you that the hospital's full, and it shows putting somebody else in the bed next to your wife. But they can refer you to a better hospital, they tell you. It's called St. John's. It's only a couple blocks away from where you work, and they should have...
I'm not that easy to fool.
Damn it,
they say. Trip me.
Damn. Says the hospital.
Do the Jedi mind click. Wave your hand in front of his face and go. You'll go to St. John's.
Are you with him?
No, I'm telling you to do that.
Oh, yeah. Go to St. John's. Alright.
Yeah, no. Go away.
Damn it. He's listening to many of the episodes to be tricked like that.
Yeah.
So.
I sit there at the hospital and Link will be right back.
Alright. And meanwhile, cutting back to Omen and Mr. Scott.
Excellent.
It just shows you guys sitting there looking at each other warily.
You should come by and see the new place.
Maybe I will sometime.
Well, if I can arrange it, I mean, you know, you can bring Fausta, we can make a dinner of it, you can meet the wife. Does Fausta speak French by any chance?
I don't know. She's been reluctant to talk about her past to me.
She had a lot of trauma in her background, I can understand.
Yes, I accept her for how she is now, not what she used to be.
Yeah, it's completely understandable, and you seem to be bringing it out of her shell quite nicely if your phone conversations are any indication.
Yes, well, I mean, you have to keep it alive. Interesting.
Eh. Or just scare the crap out of them and let them see your penis one time and they never want to touch it again. They want to stare at it from across the room, but that's about it. Because it scares the crap out of them.
Can you still not do it from across the room? I mean...
Well, I can, but she doesn't want to come near it. She looks at it and goes, dear God, and damn near faints. Then when I'm not paying attention, I can feel her looking at it going, dear God in heaven, you know, that kind of thing. But no actual, I think I got to kiss her a couple nights ago. That was kind of nice. Then it started to awaken and she got scared and slept in the other room. Really?
Well, I've got nothing to say on that, I'm afraid of it.
Well, since no one's ever happy in their love life except the demon and the fucking succubus.
Hey, leave my... Don't call my wife. I'll smack the taste out of your mouth. Just because she's French doesn't mean she's a succubi, all right?
I said no one's happy except...
Are you calling our boss a demon? That's not right.
He farts sulfur. Haven't you noticed that?
I don't know what you're talking about. Besides which, don't we have something to do here? I mean, we rescued your girlfriend. There's other cases. You're sure it's her? I mean, you've checked to see that she has...
Yes, I...
I mean, she had... I mean, tan lines was the last thing we checked. I don't know...
Yeah.
What else they're looking for. I don't know if they know that that's what we saw last time.
Well, unless she's somehow got her personality.
She's dating you. How much of a personality can she have?
I have a great personality.
You talk about murdering your fellow employees.
And who doesn't do that every once in a while?
You do it all the time.
Oh, you know.
You talk to the little omen on your shoulder.
Oh, hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
It would be, except he's tall and probably dressed in blue because he's so screwed up.
Oh.
Oh, that's wrong.
See?
I don't know what you're talking about, so.
And we cut to the hospital. It shows his girlfriend / fiance with an eye patch on going, walking through the halls with a needle and stuff.
Walter stop by and visit her, give her the eye patch to make her feel better.
Possibly. It's got the Red Cross sign on it and stuff. It's awesome. She's just whistling a jaunty little kind of creepy tune and going through toward your wife's room and stuff. It's awesome. So.
Oh, yeah, I got you. Shit. Oh. She needs to be checked out of the hospital. I go check her out of the hospital.
Hell's it, that's metagaming. You don't know that's actually happening.
If he wants to have an anxiety attack right in the middle of you guys, I gotta go! I don't care, because, you know, I could have been lying.
She knows what happened last time with the clones. She knows the clones this time. So, I mean...
Well, yeah.
She want a joke?
Shit, she probably can do some stuff. Anyways, I get her out of there. And,
where do you want to put her?
She's moving in with me in my new apartment. She gets the other bedroom.
In with you? You're not married yet.
Yeah, she gets the other bedroom.
It'd be inappropriate to live together.
You're living in shit.
Totally.
But, sweetheart, you've been kidnapped twice, and...
She says, I'm sure... What are the chances of it happening third time?
Pretty good.
Guys, just outside going, all right. It's our turn.
Yeah, sweetheart. Can we just, we'll have two separate rooms, and... My other roommate backed out on me, Winston, because I don't know why. But so, sweetie, please, for my sake, I'm heavily wounded.
She says, well, why are you heavily wounded?
Because my job beats me.
Well, if it'll make you feel better.
It would make me feel a lot
better. Since we're sleeping in separate rooms... I guess we could do it. I'm sure that's a good idea, she says.
Yes. And I accidentally slip off a ring and I look for a tan line there.
It's not easy to accidentally slip off somebody's ring. It takes a little bit of tugging. But
we're kissing and...
Yes. Yes, there is indeed a tan line there. That's weird.
Oh.
You weren't really expecting that.
No, I wasn't. Okay, that's good news.
You look shocked at her like, my God. It's not much of a tan line, because being a geeky person, she doesn't get out as much as, you know.
Yeah, she's pretty white. That's all right. That's good. That's all good.
Okay.
So, she goes back to my house now.
Yeah.
The one that Winston set up.
Yeah.
And it's not even under my name.
Actually, it is. So, because, Winston has got his own ID, and, well, you know. So, anyway.
Hey, Winston, why haven't you created a forced fake ID like I told you?
Possibly due to lack of skills in that area. Possibly due to being distracted.
Winston, you need to pick up the pace, man. Pick up the pace.
He's fighting where he's at.
It just shows him walking around, and it's kind of ironic because he's got the big grin all the time, and he's nice to everybody, and everybody seems to really like him, and you notice that he just, life seems to be helping him out and stuff.
Yeah, he finds 20s all the time. He doesn't even have to get paid. People just drop money in front of him.
Yeah.
Well, one man's trash is another man's treasure.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
People ask him if he can do minor deeds, for this fresh cobbler pie that's just out of the oven type thing. And he's deliriously happy. And apparently not being able to speak a language isn't precluding him from possibly getting into a relationship with one of the miscellaneous women Mr. Scott's, like any good father would. Hoping to marry the fuck off as soon as possible.
Yes, I am.
Doesn't work when he lives in your place.
Well,
if they're married and have their own spot, even if it's in my house, I'm okay with it. But they're married.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not living in the weird, freaky thing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've got to get the other one out to Belladonia.
Wow.
So
the problem is I've got to give him a choice.
We've managed to wait 2 hours here.
But it was a fun 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It was.
I seem to remember this game used to be about CSI investigation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want to have to be there. I gave you several different cases. I can't help it if the players were distracted by the shiny flashing things. And
should we go check out the bulk?
No. But no.
Okay.
Why would we check out the bog? What happens when you check? Well, what happens when you do that is you open the door and it all comes out again.
But don't we need to know where it goes so we know what we're fighting against in case it tries to come through?
No. We simply wall it up and hope that it goes away. If you wish it hard enough, it can happen. Close your eyes and hope it happens.
How can you defeat that kind of logic?
You're in good with the building. Push it away.
Hold on a minute. Yeah, the building likes me. I don't want to push my lock.
Huh.
It might fall on me if I annoy it.
That would I'm going to stand over here now, away from you.
Well, let us do something on one of these cases we have here.
Oh, we have cases?
Yes. Alright, where was Justin Cobb last spending money, Logan?
Justin Cobb, last money he spent was he bought a bus ticket to Boston, Massachusetts.
All right, I contact KBC Boston, and I ask them to contact the police there and keep an eye out for this character. He seems to have stolen something from our man here.
No problem. They put out a bolo on him right away.
Mm-hmm.
Can we... do we want to go to Boston?
Not if we can help him.
Oh.
There's okay. Too many different things to be done here. Including trying to keep your girlfriend safe.
That's very true.
Didn't they put bombs in your apartment a little while ago?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. And now your girlfriend's in your apartment.
Yeah.
She'll stop them putting bombs in.
She knows. She knows jujitsu.
I've never known jujitsu to stop a bullet.
That's just because you don't know bullet dodging jujitsu. Which she doesn't either, so it's all good.
Alright, so we've cleared up the you got done for your being shot with your pistol. We've got Dr. Six weeks. He's been... There's a number... Right, okay. The case which we started on was... Oh, I think you've heard this already.
Go for it.
I can't be bothered to tell you. It's not worth telling you.
Okay, I'll stay in the dark.
Yep. That
depends. Are we going to continue with said case, or are we just going to turn over what we've got to the guy and move on?
I've got no idea we're going to do anyway.
If you want to turn over just a case fail, I can bring in Jameis.
Evil Jameis?
I'm from the beginning, I've just been tempted to go up and put two in his head and end the case that way.
Hmm. Well, that is a possible ending, yes?
Yes.
Just don't tell me about it. You're all good.
Yeah. I didn't
Here's
hear that.
Here's Val's gun.
Nice.
My gun's in lockup.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what we're looking for here. I've got no idea what the hell he needs from us. I mean, we've told him...
If you want to get Val's gun out of lockup and use it on the guy, cops turn their head on that.
That would not be cool.
that would not work either because of the timeline.
Paperwork can be adjusted.
So are you guys wanting to just take a fail, bring in Jameis, and,
Well, Jameis isn't online.
Jameis is here. He's close.
He's in the room with you?
He's in the main room.
He travels. But isn't Jameis Terry Moa?
Yeah. Or Von Good. Scott, depending.
Which yeah, I've got no real interest in doing this for him, so I don't see what it's gaining the KBC, so yeah, write it off.
Okay.
We'll just turn over what we've got and say, this is what we can do for you, there you go, see you later.
This is where you were for past six weeks, this is what you've been looking at.
Case closed.
Fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, ask Miss Steele out and have a wonderful life.
Okay. No problem. He's swapping computers. He'll be here soon. Please muddle on.
Alright, so is that end of mission?
Yeah, you never refill, zero pause. Have fun. Yeah, because you already got pause.
What was? As usual?
No. There is no usual. It's whatever GM feels like.
I thought a failed mission was one pause.
I gave pause earlier, so yeah, I was tempted.
Alright, okay.
I get my wife an ever-scented flower.
Mm-hmm.
I got it from the props guy.
Hmm.
We have a rally as well, yeah. Does anybody want an everybody's a winner? Do we have a check in a stat?
No.
I have no checks.
Yeah.
Alright, so you want me to rally first?
We'll rally first of all. Yeah.
Okay, rally, drop your cards, I'll drop the rally, and we'll go from there.
And then his pants. What?
You keeping the reroll?
Yes, I am.
Richard, could you do the card thing?
Already on it. Play the rally man.
Good man.
Okay.
Ooh, another reroll.
Hopefully.
I discovered gravy in a can the other day. It was awesome.
Ooh, have we got any victories?
Nope.
Not just yet.
Excellent. There's the holo victory. Going away then. Alright.
I haven't seen any cards yet, so...
You have a support of 10, a minus 1, a brain power, and a successful mission, which is no use to any of us. So, ditch all of those?
Yeah, kill them.
Alright, and then take our refill. I got a weekend warrior. I need to check in something quickly. That one, and drawing more cards. Have you got both rerolls, or...?
Yeah, I'm keeping them.
The pause.
G'day, all.
G'day.
Spellbreaker. I am so tempted to play that right now.
What spell do you under?
Why did I only take two cards? Why did I keep the exploding damage die?
Because
I'm an idiot and didn't see it there. Alright.
Are you guys still doing the quote-unquote big mod or not?
No, there is
a big mod.
They have abandoned it. Let us never speak of it.
In that case, I'll just remind people, please do not say anything about it because Logan will throw me into it sooner or later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Allow me to say this about it. Have fun.
Mm.
Possibly. I guess I could
you
be
guys failed.
Fuck. I have no idea. What the fuck happened?
No, you have no idea other than look for one, man, but still.
Yeah, I know there's a Ren Faire.
Quiet, you.
Shush.
Alright, okay, that's the end of the mission. The only thing we've got there is two rerolls for you and a more sanity for me. Everything else is...
Yeah. Actually,
what are you spell breaking?
I don't know.
Well, you got... It's a specific spell, I believe. That gets broken.
It is?
Yes, you nominate a spell. No, nominate something that you're breaking. Yeah.
Breaks any spells currently on you. The player's choice of which. I don't know.
Which?
Yeah.
I have played it before to do something that Fausta has cast on me. I didn't know the effect of it.
Well, no, that's fine. You just gotta tell me what. One.
Which are my choices?
Or do not give you your choices. You have to tell me which.
Sure. It's player knowledge, so mm-hmm. You don't know.
If you don't know, it must not be that bad.
Yep.
However, be careful on which ones you choose to take, because Some of it may go, but not all of it.
Oh, God damn it, Logan.
What?
Yeah, the good parts go, the bad parts stay. Take
yeah, the good...
James knows. Good man.
Oh, well, fuck it then, I guess. I don't know what spells are on me, so...
Rockin'. All right. So, go ahead and draw cards whenever it's convenient, etc.
So, I'm interested in skill-ups for the next mission.
Well, then I'll draw my cards for the next mission. Screw you all.
All right, then. See if I care.
Take that,
you dirty. John, move your mouth closer to your mic again.
Play the...
It's never moved.
Is it my imagination, or did Sean get a lot softer?
I won't play it yet, because I don't know if
I think he's talking, but I'm not sure what he's saying.
I wish I knew. It's because I'm trying to confuse Logan.
Ah, it's working.
I wish I knew what spells were on me.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to tell you?
Yes, that would be helpful.
No.
So I think this is the first time Mola's gotten to play with Davis.
Which character are you doing, Davis?
Shark.
No.
Is this a new character named Shark?
No. We'll change it.
My acting goes up one little bit at a time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and for those of you who need to know the date, it's still the 2nd of August.
Holy crap, I just realized I got to start a new recording.
Heroic Cthulhu is a role-playing game based on a humorous mix of forensic investigation, urban horror, and more. All actual play sessions are recorded and published as a podcast. We have players from all over the world, but we're always looking for more. Listen to some episodes and visit our forums to find out how to get involved. www.herocthulhu.com herocthulhu.com
Generic Advertising presents generic radio ad for Core New Media. Begin music. Cue generic announcer.
Clever opening line to get your attention. Quality of product. In this case, the podcasts. Reveal client, Core New Media. Interest building by announcing wide variety of shows at client, like Core News and Core RPG. Bold statement.
Stop music.
Even bolder statement.
Continue music.
Call to action to get listeners to go to CoreNewMedia.com. Slogan spoken slowly and with emphasis.
End radio commercial.